Chapter 69. Angel was accepted for the fall semester. She was excited about hearing the communications department had a good reputation, but not at all happy about her living arrangements and the location of the school. A strong part of her thought that it was all a waste of time. If she could have thought of something else to do, she would have done it. She was still smarting about Salem. The anger fueled her sense of loneliness. The pounding of her conflicting desires felt like a wall that she was colliding with her head. She could not really live in the barn. There was no running water. She did not want to live with them. The barn was the best that she could achieve. She could forget about them, but then they were always there. She always had to feel that need to eat food with them. She did not want that. They did respect her privacy. She had to admit that. But then another voice in her head screamed that that was because they didn't care enough to want to know what was going on. She could not live with them. They were having dinner. Ron was grilling vegetables from a local farm stand, along with burgers and hot dogs. Celeste was chopping greens for the salad. Angel sat at the table, patted Keats, and asked if she could help with anything. "I'm happy you got accepted. It's not a bad school," said Ron. "They had a great nursing department," said Celeste. Angel's voice was sharp and raised. "I have absolutely no interest in the nursing school." "I didn't say that you did," offended Celeste. "I was just adding to the conversation." "The conversation is about how I am possibly going to be able to go to this school that Dad thinks is so great." Angel was animated. "The school is as good as you make it," said Ron, pacing between the grill and the conversation. "I'm not like you. I don't want to spend the rest of my life around schools." "Then use the schools to make contacts to where you do want to spend your life," said Ron. "How am I supposed to do that?" Angel looked at him with that same objection that he'd heard her use about 100 times before when she did not want to do something or was frightened into not wanting to do something. The view that parents had into the mannerisms of their children was both insightful and limiting. Associations of the mannerisms with past actions was inevitable. A parent could try to disassociate how something was being said from the content of what was being expressed, but it was so hard. Ron wanted to pause and use the tools of the grill to buy time so that he could try to wash that mannerism out of his mind. He managed to say, "You'll figure it out. Find professors who you like. They will show you how it works." Seeing his daughter as a college student filled Ron with pride and fear. He felt she could conquer the fear and wanted more of the pride. "Here's how I see it." Ron looked over at Celeste. They joined eyes. Angel's verbal slap had hurt. Ron and Celeste had talked about it and come to a decision. Ron thought he would introduce it and Celeste would follow up. "We can either afford to get you a good car that will make it possible to stay in the barn, or we can afford to get you an apartment in a safe neighborhood that is close to the school." Buying another car for Angel had been a very sore spot. They had already bought or given her more than 10 cars. Some she destroyed, but all were gone, except for the 12-year-old three-door with over 100,000 miles on it that she was now driving. Celeste had wanted her to have the option of staying in the barn. Ron agreed that at least she would have a safe place to be, but wondered how safe she would be driving up and down the interstate. They ate quietly. Celeste had saved some hot grilled chili sauce for her hot dog. The grilled vegetables were soft and sweet on the burgers. Keats was getting past food by Ron and Celeste under the table. He loved their mealtime as much as his own.